broadcasting from Hollywood, California. It's Grant's Rants, Hollywood Talk.
We're giving thanks for moments in pop culture, and we're ranting about what we're not thankful for. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer drops, and well, yeah. We look at the current status of fall TV and examine Oprah's favorite things. A Thanksgiving panel assembles right here. Let the ranting begin from AfterBuzz TV and Reality T. It's me, it's Grant's Rants, and it's Grant's Rants Thanksgiving panel. And what a panel I have sitting in front of me to talk about everything from Oprah to TV and what we're loving and hating, or thankful for and not thankful for at this point in 2017. So let's get started. Scott Moore has returned to the panel. Hello.
Ooh, hi.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Good to have you. And on the other side of the table, it's Marissa Gooderman.
Sorry, fixing my posture. Hi, Grant. So happy to be here.
Thank you for coming back.
Always happy to be with you.
I know you're prepared. You're ready to jump in.
So prepared. Can't wait to cheat off my phone.
Okay,
and my friends.
Yes. And across from me is Sam Cart, never on the podcast before, but guest co-hosting today. Hello.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, Sam watches a lot of reality TV. He's a friend of the housewives, so we're okay with him. It's safe. So let's get into it. I'm excited about the show. It's one of my favorites because it really doesn't, I don't have to do a ton of work on it. Like, I feel like we just kind of vibe off each other, and I don't know what these people's favorite things, or at least that, you know, they're what they're not thankful for in Hollywood is. So it's really going to create a good, like, buzzworthy on-the-fly conversation. So let's catch up real quick with one another. And I've announced over on AfterBuzz that I am leaving AfterBuzz, unfortunately, after like almost 6 years. But I am going on to a new job at NBC where I will be producing a podcast for their brand. So I'm really kind of excited about that. It's a new thing. I finally actually get to do this for a full-time salary. It's a great thing. So it'll be sad to leave AfterBuzz where I've been for so long, but I do kind of hope that I can pop up here and there. So we'll see. But I'm actually going to be able to really, you know, make this happen. So it's I'm very thankful for this. And, you know, I wish that I got a thank you from the people I worked with. They all left. They left for holiday break. And not one person, knowing when I was leaving, bothered to say anything.
Stop
to me.
It. Wow. So you didn't get a bottle of wine or anything?
You want to talk about real Hollywood
wow.
talk? Yeah.
Stop.
2 years. 2 years and not a thank you. Yeah.
Yes, on this episode.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, not thankful for that. So,
well,
anyway,
for
that
it.
Speaks to them, not to me. I'm moving on. So, bye.
Yeah, good
love it.
Yeah,
get it.
So, anyway. So, Scott, what's new with you? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm kind of, you know, same place we were when we, I think it was back earlier in the summer when I was here. Same basic thing. I'm still at AfterBuzz here and there. More on the political podcast lately. Not so much TV shows. And I've been doing the same Trump Report now. And before then, Hillary versus Trump for like a year and a half now. Every single Tuesday.
Ooh.
And then occasionally pop in and do a political beat over there as well, which is right before. And we're doing a big year-end political overview of everything that's happened the past year.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I know. Tuesday, December 5th, 6 to 8 p.m. So that'll be fun. And then other than that, I'm still line producing those three travel shows.
Still, yeah, still doing it. Good for you.
Getting close to wrapping season two for Principal Photography, but they air on Saturday morning TV. Have to check local listings. One show is called The Voyager, and that's on NBC. And then the other two are Ocean Treks and Vacation Creation that both air on ABC.
Good for you.
So,
that's
great. Staying very busy.
I give you a lot of credit for willingly sitting in to talk about politics like that. You know what I mean? Like, contribute to that. God bless you.
Yeah,
it's been a long year.
It has been a very long year, and I still love to troll all the people on Twitter. In fact, this morning I still had a bunch of people writing me back.
Yeah.
It's always fun to
local
engage.
The local NPR station here had us. They had a thing where it was like, we're going through all of Donald Trump's tweets from the year. And I'm like, who's paying to go to that?
Seriously?
Who would want to do that to themselves?
It's horrible.
I just can't imagine they're going to have an audience. Unless if it's like real, like far left, like people who just like want to laugh, I guess, at this point.
How high is everyone at that event?
Right.
I can't imagine. Would you ever want
to? Not high enough.
No.
Maybe they get Morgan Freeman to read the tweets or something, do something fun.
They're going
to
need it. They're going to need a pull in. Yeah. They're going to need a draw for that. I don't know who guys don't want to do that. Oh, Sam, tell us, what's going on with you? Where are you coming from? What's happening?
Oh, God. Well, I'm just living the Hollywood dream. or nightmare, whatever you want to call it. What's going on with me? I've been at World of Wonder for 4 years. I worked on RuPaul's Drag Race. I was the assistant to the heads there. And now I'm pursuing new ventures.
Out and about?
Out and about. And we'll see where I wind up. It's That's exciting. Good. New time.
Yeah, fresh.
Fresh, easy.
Good.
Mostly.
Yeah. And now
so fresh. So mainly
I've
fresh.
Been fresher, but
I don't know, fresh. You look pretty fresh.
It's good lighting in
it. It is good lighting. It's
I
a
hope
nice
so. I hope
soft
so.
Light.
All right, Marissa, what's going on with the film?
Oh, Grant, thank you so much for asking about the film. You know, movies take fucking forever. Feel free to bleep me out, but it is, I love it to death. It's like a child that is eating my soul, but I'm still loving it, tending to it daily. We're making a lot of progress.
Good.
And also getting ready to do another movie in Cleveland, too. So,
nice. I know they love you over there.
I know.
The Cleveland people.
Just what am I doing in Los Angeles? It's like I'm over it already.
That's
but
great.
Things are good.
Good. All right. Well, I guess we have some things to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. Let's get into
whatever alcohol is in my coffee. Yeah. I'm grateful for it.
I was like, yes, and working. Working is always a good thing.
We don't need to love them and we don't need to be thankful for them, but we're looking at Oprah's favorite things. This list of Oprah's favorite things. I do love a good list on this show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why not turn to the mighty O to see who's paying her to put this stuff on the list.
Right.
I mean, let's be real.
Exactly.
Are these really her favorite? Okay, let's think about this. There's 105 things on this list. One of them being a podcast and the other just advertising her Amazon page.
Mm-hmm. With 20% off code word Oprah.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to use that discount. You better believe it.
Look, I don't have things sent to me all the time or anything like that, like at all. But I couldn't even find 105 things within a 365-day period that I would love to promote and put my full self behind. So I don't know about
this
list.
Were you not big on... I mean, I grew up on Oprah's favorite things. Like,
well,
with my grandmother, we were like, oh, it's on. It's on. It was a tradition, so I'm very excited about this.
Good.
Like, in general, following Oprah on social media is, like, one of my favorite parts of social media.
Love
it's
her.
Like I feel an intimacy. Yes, it's worth it.
I love this endorsement.
Follow. Yeah, she needs it, so I just wanted to give her a shout out.
Yeah,
she really
she
does.
Used to
She's
help.
Just getting,
yeah.
getting
All right.
going here.
Let's talk about it. First thing, we're each going to do one. We'll do a couple, but we'll go around. I'll start first. Number 15 out of 105. I am so pissed by this. I can't even tell. I really am. This Hum by Verizon is the most useless piece of garbage. And I'm just going to say it. So it's on it. It's usually things in quotes. Like she'll say, oh, I can't leave home without wearing these boots. Deadman loves the look of the boots. No, she's always going, there's no quote. There's nothing by her. It's just literally by Verizon. Hum is the gift that keeps on giving you more confidence behind the wheel. It's the connected car system that assists and empowers drivers by helping them prevent and prepare for car trouble and stay safer on the road. Now, as someone who has been in many car accidents, one in which I wasn't even in the car, this would do nothing for me. This could be absolutely useless. And all it is for Verizon to get more money for a data plan. I'm convinced. Mm-hmm. This is not an endorsement.
You're so right.
Let me be very clear. This is not an endorsement.
Oh
this
God.
Show is not endorsed by Hum by Verizon. So it gives you vehicle diagnostics. No Oprah quote. So it's not really endorsed.
Not real. Yeah.
Emergency assistance. Who cares? You get that with your insurance. Pinpoint roadside assistance. You have an iPhone or whatever. I mean, pointless. Mechanics hotline. Really?
Please.
So well, unless they're like a hot mechanic, maybe.
I guess.
You know.
But like if you're
that's a different number, and I'll get back to you later.
My car is making noise when the air conditioning is on. How am I going to describe this over a hotline? This I'm not even kidding.
A hotline? Hi, 1999.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas?
This to me is such a plant. I'm so against this. I can't stand this. I don't like the commercials for it. So I'm already pissed starting to look at this list, starting at number 15. Scott, what do you like? Because I got to stop talking about this.
Let's start going with what we like. Okay, well, because I'm getting old, I like the I like the reading sunglasses. I thought that was kind of a funky thing with all the different tints.
Oh, yeah.
I love to read up by the pool. Yes, I am. Are we just doing one right now or are we doing two?
We're going to do a couple, but we'll rotate around.
I did like that because I am. I'm starting to get to the low light where I can't read the menu. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, those are cool. And they're only like $20.
It's not a transitions completely.
Exactly. You can read out by the pool and you have sunglasses with 400 UVF protection. Okay. Oh, and good. It was only like $22.
I was going to say, what's the cost? Because some of the cost
much better because the cost, that was what was ticking me off, is the costs were like really expensive for most of these things.
Yeah.
For not like the everyday person.
Right.
These $500, you know, cappuccino makers and all these other silly kind of things.
That was my favorite. Hasta la vista, barista. Oh, yeah. Love that.
Do you want to make, can you imagine making foam designs in your own home?
You should see my father. He kills it. He's
really?
His own barista. Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
It's great.
See, look at that. I segued right there.
Thank you. So, yeah, I think it was $600. I think it was $599. It was very attractive, but I mean, you know, I have a very small kitchenette. I couldn't imagine featuring such a device in my kitchen.
It was just
I could 100% see that in your kitchen.
But I don't drink coffee.
Your face is glam.
It is.
Yeah, but it gives the allure of, I love a cappuccino.
It looks good. It does.
Studio G.
It does look good.
Yeah.
No, it looks amazing. It should be for $600. My thing was when she basically put on there, like, oh, when you have to go and go to the foamer after you make your coffee and everything, it just felt like, okay, come on, it's so over the top. Like,
oh, I know.
You know. Come on, your foamer that's like right next to your coffee maker.
Over the top?
I know.
Never.
I'm like, for you now.
Read this?
She has.
She's supposedly. You think?
Do you think she uses it?
Or read anything that was written?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Are you questioning Oprah's authenticity right now? I'm having a hard time with that question.
I know she has meticulously signed off on her branding for sure.
Yeah.
All right,
Sam, what about you?
I liked the Dutch Colonial Birdhouse, which is out of my price
range. Oh, that was the one I didn't like.
Well, I simultaneously hated it because there's no one that could... I mean, where are you going to put that, right?
Oh, I know.
I do have a pet bird.
That is so
practical. Although it would take up half my apartment.
Yeah, so. Well, once good snowstorm on the East Coast, that thing would be in ruins. Yeah.
Is that an outdoors thing?
Yeah.
It's outdoors. Oh, I thought it was for inside.
You could take it.
You could technically, yeah.
It has like visualizing you having that in your
nice
apartment. Your cockatiel.
It looks like a Georgian house. There's like a railing going around.
I know people that birders and everything. And I think, like, okay, like that would be, but it just seems so ridiculous to me. I'm like, okay, just have a regular, especially
when
it's outside.
It's like a dollhouse.
Yeah, for a bird.
It is.
Yeah. So they poop all over it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Poncho deserves that.
He'd freak out.
You think he'd freak out?
So you have a bird?
I have a bird, 19 years old. I'm single, studio apartment. And I think he would freak out looking at that thing. I mean, it's not really inviting. If you know bird psychology,
they're
not going to want to go in that pointed,
two
multicolor,
plus
multi-layered thing.
It yeah.
Was, you know, it's scary.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, what else? I'll go
what
next.
Else?
So this thing, Pure and Simple. Foot Nanny Home Fresh Linen Gift Set. I love having clean laundry. I love the smell of clean. So this is the quote that got me. Quote by Oprah. Everybody loves the smell of clean. How they got it in a bottle, I'll never know. The linen scent of the shower gel, hand soap, and lotion developed by Gloria Williams, a.k.a. the foot nanny. I don't deal with feet, so I'm already turned off, though.
Right.
But it reminds me of slipping between freshly laundered sheets. I do enjoy, like, I love the smell of clean. Like, I'm always looking for, like, something to, like, take a nice shower that I enjoy. Like, and it made a nice presentation. There's a picture here, and they're in very nice bottles. So this,
am I buying
this
that?
Would be nice.
That was like bullshit
to
me.
Although this is I would want this as a gift. I'm not buying this, but I can someone
I'm
buy
saying,
it for me.
Am I buying the legitimacy of the product? You think
fresh linen sheets?
Okay, that's like a Febreze in a fancy bottle. In my,
they're little bottles and they're $50.
Yeah, see, $50. I'm saying for that little. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
but 20% off with what?
Oprah.
Oprah. <All caps. laughs> I feel like we're doing an awful segment of the gift, Gifts on the View, you know?
Oh,
it's
my God.
Like Elizabeth Hasselbeck running around in a Santa hat. Like, I can't. I just can't. All right, what else? What's next on the list that you liked?
Okay, the other thing I
or
did...
Or not like,
no,
I don't
the,
care.
The thing I also like was the sorbet maker, because it was only $50, and I thought, okay, that's a pretty practical
that's a
gift.
Steal.
You know, yeah, like, you could get the frozen fruits and make something that seemed at least a little bit healthier, because I have a sweet tooth, and I thought, okay, well, $50, yeah. That's not crazy compared to a lot of the other things, so I did actually enjoy that. I thought that I could use that frequently, especially in the summer.
Can I say the most ridiculous one on
Go
the list?
Go for it.
It's called Back to the Future, Letters to Me When I Grow Up.
Oh, yes.
It's basically a letter. It's a piece of paper that they're selling.
And how much does that cost?
Oh, I didn't get that photo. Overpriced, and I just thought it was the most absurd thing I've... You're sending a letter to yourself?
Yep.
And how are we ensured that you're going to get the letter? So you're holding on to a letter for your... It's just stationery.
Yeah, stationery. You could write on a blank piece of paper.
The dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, what about the weird Silent Night Snore pillow for $299? Which is supposed to adjust you when you're snoring to no longer snore.
I thought it was
how
like,
it works.
If you're in a bad relationship, like to gently nudge your partner.
No,
that's what I thought it was.
Well, it like
adjusts
your level.
That.
So that
it's supposedly so you don't have to
air.
Nudge your partner.
Yeah.
It does it for you.
It's so passive aggressive. It's so passive aggressive
that you don't even have to do it.
It's hundreds of dollars. It's not like a cheap thing you can pick up at Target. It's like, you know, and it pumps air carefully to adjust your head.
Yeah.
Who came up with that?
You gotta be really pissed off at your
better
partner.
Problems. Yeah, you're right. It's not the pillow, I'll tell you that much.
It's a fuck you present.
I know, I can't imagine anyone receiving that and being too thrilled that that's their gift.
Either. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't give it as a gift. You just have to put it there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hundreds of dollars. So that might be someone's whole budget for someone.
Exactly.
Right. And what are you going to give after that? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
A new car?
Surgery.
What else? What else on here?
Well, I also didn't like the matching flannel pajama things. I'm done with that.
Oh my God.
We've seen
Stop with that.
Yeah,
it's cute, like with little kids and everything, but when it's everybody with the family and the kids and everything, and she had that on the list too, and I was like, no more.
Yeah, my grandmother divorced her first husband over that.
Right? See, it can split things
up. Yeah. I'm serious.
I mean, it's cute with kids, but stop doing it with the whole family and everything.
And what was the bandana?
Oh, the bandana for the dog.
I was like, oh, it was the dog. I was like, except for the child? Like,
it was
kids are so hip, they have to have a bandana.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Take that off the list.
There was a lot of ridiculous stuff. This is how you know Oprah wrote this. This is how you know it's really her words.
Oh, yes. The one with the hammock.
I once bought a house because it had a hammock hanging in the yard.
A friend of mine said,
yeah. A friend of mine said, you know, you could just buy a hammock. Anyway, this is a wonderful gift for someone to have, for someone with two strong trees with the need to relax. Mm. So for $200,
that was a
yellowleafhammocks.com. They have these woven hammocks.
That's literally the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
And again,
it's the
beautiful
most
hammock, though, I've
ever.
It
looks like your bird, actually.
This is how you have to live. You have to live in the country for this. You know, because I live in an apartment complex. Could you imagine me laying on a hammock outside?
Why not?
I could never be comfortable laying in hammocks. I feel like it's like people like, someone in it? What's going on in there? You know what
There's no graceful way to get into it or get out. Yeah.
Get out of the hammock.
They're very attractive, though.
They are, but again, it was not realistic when you're talking about buying a house around a hammock.
No.
I have to say, I love Hillary Clinton said the same thing in her book. She was basically like, oh, we bought the house next door because we loved it so much. You know, we thought family could come stay. I'm like, that's not realistic for the everyday person.
She could do no wrong.
I know. It's like,
she
could
do no. Is that why she lost the election, or should she have gotten bangs? I'm not sure.
Anything else? What else on this Oprah's favorite things list? I'm having fun.
The bottoms up leggings, just the title alone was exciting.
Yes, those were on my favorite list too. I was like, anything that you can do to make it look like I'm working out and then have Spanx built in to make me look skinnier, I'm sold.
Need it now.
Sold. Sold.
Wearing them.
Yeah, I'm sold. So that's great. So people think I'm working out and then I look skinnier. When?
Yeah. What else?
I just loved Wait and See. It was just like a little weigher for your food. It wasn't a big deal. I thought it was practical, you know, because people aren't already neurotic about their fucking food. So.
Let's make it even more neurotic.
I know.
More neurotic. I'm like the queen of making everyone neurotic about how much food they eat.
I had a trainer who told me I absolutely had to get one of those. He said, you have to weigh everything you eat. You have to know the exact number of calories and write it down. And that's when I knew I wasn't going to do it.
No.
They said that to you?
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. You couldn't be in better shape. Give me a break.
I mean, no, it was for me to gain weight. That's the thing.
I don't want to talk about it.
Shut up. I don't either. I don't want to hear
that. No one's interested in that conversation.
I don't want to hear about you having to gain weight.
Okay. Yeah. I can give you a few tips. It won't involve weighing a damn thing.
Well,
it'll be a lot more fun.
Speaking of that, of weight gain, raising the bar, I could for $50, and they better be damn good for $50, get a K&M extra virgin chocolate 4-pack gift box of all chocolates and the bars. And it says, Oprah says, the word according to Oprah, what do you get when two culinary geniuses come together? True chocolate bliss, courtesy of two people I've never heard of. And this is set as a pure antioxidant, rich dark chocolate bar, a milk chocolate one, and two dark milk chocolate blends. $50. Amazon.com/Oprah. But there's no promo code for the $50.
Maybe some of our kitchen staff trying to make a plug.
100%. Absolutely.
Well, there was a lot of food on there. There was a lot of food on those here. I was like the chicken pot pies that were like $70.
I love a good chicken pot pie.
I do too. I was just talking about it last night.
$69 though. I'm like, come on. Like, that's
I would have an S&M bar. I don't know about a K&M bar. Does anyone watch Super Soul Sunday?
No.
Occasionally on YouTube.
Occasionally, if I'm ever up at
the time. I mean, I was like, I need the first item immediately. Just like her Super Soul conversations. Mm-hmm. That's a practical gift. So if anyone at the table wants to get that for me for the holidays.
We could listen to the podcast, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Oh, you think I'm not doing that?
I don't know if I'm thankful for this after watching it, but the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer dropped this after a long time. What are our first impressions? I put on Twitter that I am speechless and not in a good way. Let's talk about it. What'd you think?
God, I hope they're the first that you interview for this NBC.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to be crossing over into Bravo territory, which is probably best. So did you watch?
Agree. I thought it was kind of dull, you know?
Yeah. That's the general consensus, that it was boring.
It was boring. They're going to more places, I guess, this season. I thought they were trying to, like, groom Eden Sassoon to be on this season because of how they kept bringing her on last year. And I was like, oh, well, I guess they didn't bring her on.
No, they got rid of her. She was the first to know that she wasn't going to.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah.
Teddy is the new
Teddy,
woman.
Yeah.
I don't know how
she
feel about
that. Is this the lingerie one? Designs lingerie.
She's like a lifestyle coach.
I think that was Dorit that's trying to do all the fashion stuff.
Teddy really, honestly, wasn't really in it.
Wasn't really in it. Okay. No.
Camille was in some pictures.
I saw that.
Well,
good for her. Like, she looked good.
Yeah. Like any good critique, I have to start the positives, which are, like Scott said, it looks like they're traveling, and Camille was walking in the promo. And that's
that was the problem. I was like, okay, they're going to Berlin and Tokyo, and you know, we're getting around.
So,
right.
It's like I really have to come to terms with Beverly Hills as, look, this is going to be a show that's about lifestyles. It's not going to be about drama. That's it. It's like some of these shows, they ebb and flow, and this one is just not going to be that dramatic show. I think this is going to be the one that you watch to see money be spent.
Right, and see all the fancy stuff and their fancy cars and their, you know, their lifestyle.
Which is fine if you're doing
themselves. I mean, it does seem like they continually do themselves, which is impressive.
Yeah. It's fine if they order like 12 episodes, but if it's like 26 weeks of just following people around spending money, I have better things to do.
And then that forced
drama. I don't know if I do.
The forced drama, you know?
Yeah. Do you watch Beverly Hills?
I mean, that's the only Housewives that I'm really invested in. I did go to high school with Kyle's daughter as a name drop. I think that they're, like, fun. I don't know. They're, like, drag queens for me. Like, it's...
Yeah, they are.
It's just, like, who doesn't want to look like that every day?
There's another restaurant coming to my neighborhood, by the way. Lisa Vanderpump's opening a new one. Next to Pump.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready.
Next to what? Is it next to Bottega? Or the other one? Yeah. Okay, so it's that one.
What?
It's called like Dag Dag or something stupid.
Just
Dag
Dag. You can get a Pump Tini there.
Okay. I'm sure you can. No, shout out to anyone who played The Sims, but Dag Dag means goodbye in The Sims.
You're right.
You love
forgot about that.
Obsessed.
So I don't know what the hell she's doing with that.
I don't know. I'm sure she doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
And then some
just told, gave her a name.
I also think I'm totally wrong about the name.
Is there a different language in The Sims?
Yeah.
Simish.
Simish, yeah.
Yes.
Simoleon.
I was like, Sim.
Yeah. Too bad I was not a 13-year-old boy ever. Yeah.
I just, like, this season, I don't know. I look forward to it, but it looks like more of the same for me. Yeah. So I think I'm just going to write the show off as it is exactly as it appears. Right. I'm not going to wait for something to go crazy.
Yeah.
Or right. I think it's just exactly what we saw. It's going to be, you know, getting in jets, traveling, mm-hmm. you know, the Lisa Vanderpump. I mean, the highlight of the thing was Lisa Vanderpump drove off in a car. Yeah. I mean, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So, that being said, at least it's not a promo full of fake manufactured drama.
Right.
We've had plenty of that. We've
had enough. But that's what I think it's going to end up being once the show gets going. Because that's, yeah, the only thing to keep people interested besides the over-the-top, like, lifestyle.
Dorit has a new look. They resurrected Caesar the Dog Whisperer. I haven't heard of him for a while.
But I thought that he was, like, had charges against him for abuse of animals. Yeah, so I was shocked that he made it.
I was surprised by that, actually. When I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, I thought he had some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to rehabilitate himself now, apparently.
I guess.
That's Beverly a Hills good Housewives. Plus for him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he deserved that.
I don't know. And, of course, Boy George, for anyone interested, is coming back.
I did enjoy the moment when they hit themselves in the face with the microphone. I thought that was great. It was in the teeth, actually.
Dorit, Dorit really seems like she's trying really hard to be this new, like, hip, young mom, businesswoman.
Yeah, with her hair, and now she's like, I'm going to do my fashion line. And she still has her accent.
Oh, yeah.
The accent, we have no idea where it's from.
Sushi and saying it's slimy, like she's never tasted a fish before.
But it's hard. You know, it's been around now since 2010. So it's kind of, you know, just like Real Housewives of Orange County, I just was so bored this season. And I watched that from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And it's hard because these shows have now gone on so long that how do you keep them fresh and interesting?
Right.
It's almost like they should just move on and rebrand, you know, in other locations and try to start some new ones.
Well, I know that fans are really disappointed with this because they feel like everyone, like you said, like suffered through Orange County this season. Mm-hmm. So like they just don't need another bad season. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, tough. Like, take it out of its misery.
I think New York. I have faith.
I want New York to be back on too.
Yeah, I do too.
I have a hard time with Atlanta because I just think it's very set up.
It is so set up. I can't even watch it anymore. It just feels so fake now. Yeah. It's like, okay. That's what I'm saying. Some of these just need to be taken out of their misery at this point. And I thought Dallas was much better this season. But,
yep. Well, that's what happens when you have a fresh show and you don't have people who've been on for seven seasons and with high expectations of contracts and, you know, I will only show my business, but I'm never going to show anything in my house. I'm only going to have one party. I mean, it's like, really annoying.
It's very annoying. Such first world problems. I only have one party.
But I'm the highest paid person. Yeah. They don't expect me to do anything.
2 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Full hair and makeup.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is a Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at some fall television and the status at this point. What are we watching? What's gone? What has been picked up?
Oh, do we have to?
Oh my god.
I like to give a little progress report. And I also like to see what other people are watching and what's sticking around. So. I guess I'll go first. I'm still watching Dynasty. Has anyone looked at that on CW?
I want to.
I watched the original, but it looks so bad. But then again, the original Dynasty was terrible. And
it's like Gossip Girl
in the best way. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too glam, but not real grit glam. It's not like it doesn't feel right. It feels like CW.
Frosted over.
Yeah.
That's true. My mom was so loyal to the one on CBS.
If you had invested all that time in Dynasty and then the way it ended, after 8 years, I would have been really pissed off as a fan who had watched it from the beginning because it was just a terrible ending for anyone that had invested all that time into it.
Mm. Well, she's just upset with this one, too. I mean, she's just like really not into it, but she's still watching. But I'm like making her watch so we have something to talk about.
You know, but rehashing the old shows is just, it's just.
And you get hooked.
Yeah, you can't come up with a new idea.
And after that much time, it's a different. It's not going to be the same thing. Totally different actors.
Different show.
I really wanted Dynasty to get the same treatment that Twin Peaks got. Like, big budget. Huge, you know, budget, it's like it's the same type of level, maybe even a little bit higher than what it was.
Right.
Dynasty is kind of it's kind of sad that they wrote it off as like, here, we're gonna make this like a young CW show.
Yes, exactly.
That's why I haven't watched it. I'd be curious to kind of see how bad it is, but haven't taken the time.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's no Desperate Housewives. It's okay. I'm enjoying it because I was just dying to get into something new that was scripted, and that was one of the only shows that really appealed to me over there. So I don't watch any of The Flash or any of that. I don't care about any of that.
I'm sorry. I can't remember the last time I had the CW on.
I don't either, to be honest.
Really?
I don't do. I do, you know, like Big Little Lies. I can't wait.
There you go.
I know.
That's my show.
Big Little Lies. I know. We talked about that last week on this show.
Oh.
So what else? What else are you watching?
Loving 9JKL.
Are you kidding?
I may be the only reason that they have a 3-episode continued order.
Because of you.
It's me and my friend Keith. It's just us.
Oh my god, I love it.
Oh my god, it's Linda Lavin. It's so bad. I mean, I just love it. It's like the trailer for it was the only good part of the show, and now it's just like really drawn out. But Mark Feuerstein is like a babe, and like,
yes, I want
good. It's like, this show is bad, and I think that like we just want good things for him, and that's why the show continues. But I mean, I enjoy it. As a Jew, I'm loving it. I love a good ba-dum-bum. Like, and no one delivers it better than Linda Lavin. Like, and Elliot Gould not wearing pants, like, okay, sign me up.
I will admit I watch a lot of really bad TV just if there's some hot guy in there. I mean, I will totally admit
it. Oh god, it could be the worst of my day.
That's like, it could be the worst thing ever, but if they're good looking, I'm like, I will tolerate anything. If they're shirtless, if they're, you know.
Did you watch Passions on NBC, the soap opera?
Yeah, I did.
I probably would have though, just
that's all that it was.
Yeah.
What else? What are you watching?
Yeah, Will and Grace, I think, is one of the rare ones that did pick up and actually has done a good job.
Yeah.
Because I was really worried about that one, too. Just, again, it's just like rehashing old things, and it was just getting old and tired, but I think they've done a really good job so far on bringing
They've really
back.
Modernized it.
But just kept it, but yet kept it similar enough, but yet to, you know, what it's like today. So I think they've done a good job with that, because I was, I was definitely worried about that.
I watched that Me, Myself, and I trailer. God. I mean, no, the pilot. That's what I was saying. I looked at it.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
How does Bobby Moynihan become John Larroquette? Anyone? I have $1,000 if you can answer that question.
Good.
Yeah. This guy, I mean, they have a foot height difference
between the
two of them. It's just the worst casting.
It is.
Well, it's not looking good. In fact, E says the future is not looking so good.
Yeah.
It says, with the network choosing to bump up the premiere of Man with a Plan second season to replace the low rated Me, Myself, and I.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I saw some of these shows. I'm like, I don't even know. Yeah.
Man with a Plan? That's with Matt LeBlanc, right? I feel like I just saw
is that.
That
show?
Yes.
He's on
and
that show?
It's a second season, correct? Or is it just coming out? I was like, who knew?
I know. I don't.
Who knew?
I haven't even heard of
it. It is the second season, so it's been on. Apparently, all 12 plus episodes have already aired. Four of us do not know.
Yeah,
10 Days in the Valley. This is the first show that really kind of got the unofficial
cancellation. Was that the Kira Sedgwick?
Yeah.
There you go. There's your answer.
Yeah. E said it failed to connect with ABC's viewers on Sunday nights, with the network choosing to burn off the remaining episodes on Saturdays.
Which is the, terrible.
First of all, they do that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend 10 minutes in the valley. I'm not spending 10 days.
Well, it's definitely.
No, but it's about a child being abducted. Like, that is too friggin' serious. Like, people aren't checking for that
anymore. That's what I'm saying. People want escapism because we already are living in crazy times. We want something that's totally escapism. Nobody wants to watch something. And that's the same thing. What's the John Berthold, the new one on Netflix that was really violent and...
I don't know.
I can't think of it right now, but I'm sure I can look it up. But that was kind of the same thing. Like, it was so gratuitously violent, and it's sort of like... The whole thing was like, okay, well, it's too much. People don't want to see that right now.
Yeah,
they
want escapism.
A Handmaid's Tale I had to turn off.
Really?
It's too real for me.
Well, that's real.
Handmaid's Tale.
I haven't finished that yet either.
I should probably try that.
I know. I just know it's going to be... That's part of the thing is I know it's going to be... Get really intense.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need that either. But no surprise. Great. I mean, ABC Sundays have been a mess for like the last 9+ years. I mean, there's really not much going on.
Well, network TV in general, there's really not a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, and especially this season, there's just not a lot of new like breakout hits.
That's true.
Except for young Sheldon. Like, oh my... Can we get a break? Oh, stop.
I do want to see.
Sam!
No, I'm curious.
Well, part of my thing was, like, probably. I think they should have waited till after this... After,
20 seasons of Big Bang.
Yes, after Big Bang
after
was
the 20th
done,
anniversary. Basically.
Get it wrapped and done, then bring that on. It's just too weird to have them back-to-back, too, on...
And, like,
know,
oh...
diehard fans.
Yeah, I know, but it's still... It's, like, wait until after this show is done.
Yeah.
And you can bring it back to let people be excited about it and put it in that same time slot.
That show...
That was silly to have both on there at the same time.
It premiered to 17.2 million viewers.
I mean, duh. It's after Big Bang.
Big Bang,
I'm like, there's no...
Anything
there's no surprise.
Bang,
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were saying on this show when we were looking at fall TV a few weeks back that none of us watch Big Bang. We think that it's people who are not
scene. Yeah, no, it's definitely people not in the Hollywood scene. It's definitely targets an older audience. I mean, it, you know, CBS targets an older audience already. But,
it's multicam. Like, there's something, it's like an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love multicam, but like, this is a tired old trick. Like, we're done.
It works, though.
It does work. It works in part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I think it works really well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's been on forever. Yeah, for that very reason.
People love that character.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only real show that was, like, officially picked up. The shows that are renewed or are that we're getting more of, whether we want it or not, ABC, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alpha, right?
See, I was like, I don't watch that either.
Yeah, ABC, the Goldbergs. I do love Wendy.
Oh my God, she's the best.
She
live for her.
Yes. Modern Family. Someone's still daring ABC to keep that around.
I just, they need to, put that up, please. Just, it's time.
Is it still funny? I don't even know.
It's time. I still watch it here and there, but it's just not.
I know. I pick it up here and there.
Yeah,
like, why do I watch this?
No, it's time for that to go.
Yeah, it's overstayed. But yet the middle's going. Like, okay, that's fine, but maybe you should send them both out.
Yeah.
CBS renewed The Big Bang Theory. That's it. Nothing else so far. But Young Sheldon. That's not.
I thought The Big Bang Theory was Big Bang Theory was on its last season this year.
Oh, I don't know.
They're like, nope, we've got
it's not. I really did. I
it'll never go.
To tell.
I really thought it was wrapping the season. Oh well.
If you're watching the CW, they have nothing picked up, but the Dynasty did get a full season pickup. And what's looking good is Arrow, DC Legends of Tomorrow, The Flash, Riverdale, Supergirl, and Supernatural.
None of all those, but I see how they target certain people that love that kind of stuff, so I'm not surprised by any of that.
I'm glad they found their footing, though, over there. But yeah, I mean, with Dynasty in the mix, I don't see how... If their audience is Arrow, they're not going to watch Dynasty.
No, they're not.
It's like 15-year-old Midwestern.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fox renewed Hell's Kitchen, which I didn't know it was still on.
I didn't know it was still on either.
The Orville, which is not a show for me.
No, thanks.
And The Simpsons, of course, surprise.
Of course, I'll be on forever.
I have to say, I've been watching the new season somehow, and it's funny.
No, I still watch The Simpsons. I mean, it definitely has its moments, and I like Bob's Burgers. I'll watch that, too, because I think sometimes it's really funny. Simpsons is going to go on forever.
Yeah.
NBC has renewed This Is Us, The Voice, and Will and Grace.
Yeah, so, again, no surprises there.
No surprises.
So. I'm happy about Will and Grace, okay?
I'm happy about
I'm too. And I like I said, I was really worried about it coming back because I always have that fear, especially when you bring back a show after it's had its time, it doesn't always work. You know,
totally,
sort of the same thing like, you know, Roseanne and all these other shows that are trying to come back. It's like, it's been way too much time, but I think they were right on that cusp where it hadn't been too long, where they could all still look like themselves. And
they look so good.
And they could still pick up where they left off and still do kind of the biting humor, but it wasn't quite, you know, too long. Because I think if it had been a little bit longer, it wouldn't have worked as well either.
Yeah.
You know, some things only fit in a certain
time. And they probably all needed the work.
Yeah. Well, when we return, we're going to be sharing what we're thankful for and not thankful for in pop culture of 2017. So get ready for more. We've got some good categories coming up. So get ready. We'll be back in a moment. Now this.
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Subscribe and spread the word.
There are a lot more rants to come.
Listen anytime on all major podcasting platforms.
And now, back to the show.
And we're back ranting with Sam Cart, Marissa Goodman, and Scott Moore. Let's talk about things in pop culture that we are thankful for. We'll start with the positive. Oh. Why not? Mm. Which scandal are we most thankful for this year? I'll go first. Why not? Mine is a tie. Bill O'Reilly being fired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So thankful for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Needed to happen.
Yes.
And it was a big blow to Fox News, so that's good.
Yeah.
And I love a good feud. So Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj, I enjoyed that.
Nicki Minaj is always good in a feud too. Like it's just.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm Team Remy. Enjoy I'm Team that. Little Kim. I'm loyal to Kim to the end. Yeah. To the end. But when it comes to Nicki Minaj, I mean, she'll do anything. She will. I said on the show, she'll be featured on a track with Barney the Dinosaur to do a track. Like she's. There's no
shameless.
There's yeah, true. Shameless. There's no like as an artist, there's no like threshold of like mm-hmm. what I won't do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So whatever. But I'm very thankful for both of those feuds. Well, the feud and I think more than anything, just Bill O'Reilly being taken down a
absolutely.
Notch. So.
Oh yeah, that was definitely great. That's definitely on my list for sure. The Bill, anything that knocks him down a few because he's just a blowhard.
Anything? Any other scandals?
Well, I know it sounds weird, but I think it's important with all the sexual harassment things that have come out because I think we've reached a tipping point. Mm-hmm. So for me, even though it's horrible to see how widespread it's been across all industries and we've known it's been there, but it's even more than I even thought. I think it's just really important now that hopefully we've reached a tipping point in our society that's no longer going to be accepted no matter who you are, mm-hmm. no matter where you are. Because we've had too many things where powerful people have been protected.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have it with a friend, and this was years ago, and I was always surprised by it. She had a talent manager, and her manager was blatantly harassing her.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact he brought in so much money, when she went to tell his boss, essentially, they basically brushed her aside and was like, no, he brings in a lot of money. Just, just ignore his advances.
Yeah.
And it was things like that where I thought, people have been going through that. Women have been going through that for so long, and so I think I'm hoping that this will bring a big, wholesale change to our society
totally.
That we're no longer going to accept that kind of bullshit anymore, and protect people of power.
Too. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's bittersweet. Yeah, it's like sad to think how widespread it is, but the thing that I'm thankful for is that it's finally coming to
the
light,
hope of
and that
out of
all
it.
Of this, and that it's no longer be accepted, and that people are not going to put up with this bullshit anymore because that's what it is. It's horrible. It's disgusting. It's wrong. And hopefully this will now make some real changes to people in our country.
So, Marissa, that was yours?
That was mine. I mean, I think I'm grateful that I just remember when the Harvey Weinstein thing came out and people were like, oh my God, I had no idea. I'm like, you had no idea?
Oh, yeah, come on.
Like, we've been living with this. I'm like, that's the normal. And I'm like very progressive as a person mm-hmm. and I've accepted that to be, oh, that's how the industry mm-hmm. runs. And it's like, it's very cool to see that paradigm shifting to be like, well, that's what it was, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very cool. Also, I'm very happy about Bob Mueller and the Russia investigation.
Oh, yes, very
speaking
thankful
of scandal,
for Mueller. Yes.
I mean, get my popcorn out every night to watch that shit.
I know. I wish I owned a popcorn company.
Oh, yeah, you'd be killing it right now.
I could retire.
It's just so good. It's
so
the
much
drama
good.
That keeps giving.
Yes, yes. Very thankful for that one, too. Absolutely.
Sam?
Oh, that was mine as well. I mean, the Hollywood harassment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can think of a few producers who I'd like to peg for that. But Abby Lee Miller going to prison is another great gift. She was such a thug. And, the fact that she's behind bars is just, you get what you get.
That's true.
Totally.
That karma comes back.
That jerk.
Total jerk.
I can't wait for her to come back. She thinks she's going to walk back into her career.
Nope.
Good luck.
Oh, no.
Yep. Nope. She's gone for too long.
Done.
Mm-mm.
And so, rightfully deserved. Yep.
Celebrity or celebrity couple. I'm thankful for Lindsay Lohan's Instagram. I like her stuff. And I don't know if you can call them a celebrity, but I'm very thankful for the housewife Leanne Locken of Dallas. I really like her. And we vibed, and you know, she was really great to us during the panel over at Afterbuzz. Yeah. And she invited us out, and I don't know, I've a certain allegiance to her, and I'm thankful to her. She's good people, so.
Yeah.
Mine is Kim and Kanye. Oh, I just started binging the Kardashians starting from season one. I've made it up to 8.
Never too late.
Their love, I believe it. I have to say. I know it's embarrassing, Kanye, but I believe in it. I think it's real.
So nice to see a power couple still. It's really reassuring.
Who else are they going to be with?
Really? Who else? Themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Who else is for them?
I'm loving Chloe and Tristan Thompson. I'm like,
who the hell is that?
I don't even know.
I don't even know who
he's that is. He's a Cleveland Cavaliers player, and they are like,
she just loves her basketball players.
She does.
Okay, she has a type.
Yeah.
She may have a type. I think they all have a type.
Yeah.
But I just think they're, like, really fun, and they look really happy together, and it's nice. And normal.
Quote. I guess it's
all relative.
Yeah. And going back to you before we move on.
Yeah, that's a tough one, because I the whole couple thing, it's just, like, here and there, you know?
Oprah and Stedman. Just year after year, churning it in.
Okay, I know, but it's horrible for me to say that, but I'm like, when is she going to just talk about Gail? Come on.
Right.
Her or Gail? This whole Stedman thing. Yeah. Okay. This whole Stedman thing. Because even when she had the whole thing about the fire lighters and everything, she's like, oh, Stedman loves us. I'm like, come on, girl. Stop playing around with the Stedman thing. Just talk about your relationship with Gail and move on.
Yeah.
So I would be waiting for her to admit.
Okay.
Talk about that.
I will mention, thankful for Oprah and her two both ways.
So glad that Justin and Selena look like they're coming back together.
It's
like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the celebrities. I'm like, I don't care.
I know.
Because it's just
post-Brangelina, nothing matters.
Nothing else matters.
I give up on hope.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the long-lasting love is just...
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it. I mean, TV unless you're going to be talking about Dolly Parton. You know? She still keeps her husband around after 53 years, and he never talks, and she's still with
him. Let's see what she looks like.
I'd love to see what he looks like. I'd be curious. She's kept him around forever. Yeah.
TV shows that we're thankful for. For me, even in the same line of Housewives, I'm really thankful those Dallas Housewives, because OC was tough. I've had a hard time with Housewives. I really enjoyed Dallas. It delivered a lot for me.
It was so much better this year, because I was actually worried about last year. I thought, oh, it's on the bubble. It's not going to come back. I wasn't quite sure. And I felt like this season was so much better. I really, really, really enjoyed it too. And I actually just finally finished up the second reunion last night. I was a little bit behind. But yeah, I have to agree with that too, because I was so disappointed with OC. It just felt so tired and boring and just... nothing interesting, and the whole thing with Peggy and all that is like, oh.
I want to love the Housewives. I want to love the shows, and I want to look forward to watching them. And I really only loved and looked forward to watching this one, Dallas.
Yeah, same. So, I have to say the same thing. I was kind of just the other ones have just
current
gotten so,
memory anyway.
So tired, recently, and I just don't know how they can keep OC going. And
I haven't seen Dallas, but New York is still. I mean,
New York's pretty good.
New York is too. But that's about it.
What are you thankful for in television?
Well, I really do. As far as network TV, I still love This Is Us. I think they've done a really good job with the writing. There were a few things that were a little hit or miss compared to season one. But I feel like, you know, overall for network TV, it's really good. I was thankful that Curb came back, because I had been missing it for so long. And I hate that he has so much power, because I think, when is that ever going to be back again after the season? Because it ends in a couple weeks. I still want The Comeback to come back, speaking of, because I love that show so much.
It's so good.
Except, what's his name? The makeup artist passed away, and it's so sad, because he was such a good part of that show. But, you know, that's another one I'm like, when are you going to bring that one back?
When is The Comeback having a comeback?
Yes, that's what I always say, too.
Again.
When is The Comeback coming back? Because, like, Curb. But, you know, it's like, the thing with Curb is, like, you never know if it's going to come back again. So I really try to enjoy it while it's on, because I try to be thankful, because I never know when it's going to be back, or if it will, or if it will come back in 10 years from now.
Yeah, that's like me with Arrested Development.
And Arrested Development, same thing. Yeah.
Which can be very hit or miss. Yeah. But Sam, what about you? What are you thankful for in television?
TV? Well, I mean, in reality TV, The Housewives of New York, still. Bethany, I just love her. Hate her, but mostly love her.
Yeah.
And Beverly Hills. What else? The Simpsons.
I would never guess that you watch The Simpsons. Never mind. Be thankful. So thankful for them.
Thankful for them. You know, they're funny.
They are funny.
They still, yeah, they still have it. I mean, they go a little out there sometimes now.
Yeah.
But they've done a great job too with those couch intro scenes now. Yeah. They're just like,
that's my favorite.
Like, what are they going to do now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I am thankful for MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. I'm thankful for the whole block of them. I just am like, it is the best thing on television. I'm really grateful for smart journalism that isn't afraid to critique what's going on. I think it's so important. Yeah. I also had the flu last week and watched the Great British Baking Show, which I love.
Yes,
and I think
incredible.
That's why I've gained a little bit of weight this week. I've just been like, oh yeah, that pastry looks good.
Yeah.
And then like, I also watch Schitt's Creek. I'm not sure if you've ever watched that,
I've
but
heard of
I
it.
Just am like such a crush on Dan Levy, Eugene Levy's son.
Is he good?
Yes, very.
Very.
And Catherine O'Hara on that show is wearing like four different wigs at the same time. It's just...
She's amazing.
It's a good
time.
She is
amazing. Yeah. She's absolutely amazing.
As far as film goes, I really don't go to the movies, except I went last night for the first time since I saw La La Land.
Where? Oh.
I didn't say it for a second. Yeah. It really has been a long time since
I've
gone to the movies.
I saw a movie called Cook Off last night, which is not new.
Mm.
Whatever. And then, so I really can only be thankful for La La Land since that's the only movie I watched.
Thankful for Lady Bird. I just, as a woman, as an independent filmmaker, like, more movies like that, just really strong storytelling, really powerful women, like really intelligent characters, great writing.
Yeah, I tried to see it actually last night myself, but I couldn't because the movie pass system was down, so I was like, I can't go see
it.
So I tried to see it last night too. I'm excited, thankful for the films this time of year because now we're getting into the really good stuff with the Oscar contenders, and so you know that there's going to be some good stuff coming up over the next few weeks that I'm very excited about. I saw Florida Project.
Oh, how was
which
it?
Which was good, but depressing. I'm from Orlando originally, so it was like seeing the underbelly of that. But I think the acting was great, and it felt very real. It felt very documentary style.
Yeah.
And the kids, even though they were just, you know, kind of a little much and annoying sometimes, I thought it felt very much like what kids would be doing and like reminding me of my childhood going out and exploring and making the best of what they had because they didn't have a lot. I really enjoyed that, and I'm very excited about the next couple movies coming out because it's been a while since I've seen some movies too, just because of my schedule, and there's some good ones coming out.
Looking at artist, album, or song, who are we thinking?
Nah, I don't really. Yeah,
Rihanna
for me.
Rihanna
and Chris Brown. I think I get crucified for that.
The new Chris Brown.
I know. I was gonna say I can't support Chris Brown. Yeah. I just find him such
37 songs on
what?
His new album.
Oh my god!
And most of them are good.
You're kidding.
I know, I'm shocked by that because I
got like no press.
That
I didn't hear anything about
it. It was like how we all feel about
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And what was
just here for the tunes, man. That's what it is. Yeah.
Exactly. Me too.
Wait, what about that song that I really love? Bloody Shoes about
Bodak Yellow.
That's a real anthem. Just playing that in the car.
That's truth right there.
Yeah, thankful for Cardi B. I'm like such a freaking cliche on this show. I talk about the same stuff, but I'm really thankful for Britney this year.
Well, you know, Britney, you know, the thing about her too is that she's just, she's just, she's like better than ever.
Better than ever.
She went through that low point in life.
Yes.
No, she really is. And she's come back. She looks amazing. She's out there. She's doing stuff. And that's sort of like the redemption stories we all like to see. The people that kind of hit a rock bottom and have turned it back around and are better than they ever were.
And she's one of those people that I can just put out her music and it elevates me automatically. Like, she's one of the few that I can do that with. That I can listen to the same song like six times in a row and not be sick of it. And, you know, it's been a stressful year. And sometimes I have to just put her on it. And she's been the one that has helped me the most.
A song that's like your, you know.
All the singles, you know, like basically like the
Toxic,
originals,
like,
Work Bitch.
I have not done a group fitness class where they haven't played Work Bitch.
I know, that's
it's
true.
A staple. It is.
Yep, that is true.
Let's look at what we are not thankful for, what I prefer, to see what we're not vibing with. And first of all, celebrity couple or celebrity. I have brought highlighted evidence about why I do not like the certain person. Some of you have asked. Barbara Walters is who I am not thankful for.
Some things never change.
Wawa, yeah.
More because of this recent thing with Corey Feldman.
She has a recent thing?
I know, I didn't know she had a recent thing. I mean, I know the Corey Feldman.
Well, it's an old interview.
It's an old.
What happened?
But it's come. She interviewed him and she, you know, asked him about the pedophilia that he was alleging happened to him and in the industry. And in the interview, she said, well, you're questioning an entire industry. And she's like, you know, very accusatory of him. And, you know, now it's coming out that he's creating this documentary and that this really is a real thing and that she seemed to have appeared to have shut him down in this interview. Well, producer and cockroach Bill Getty of the View and permanently living up Barbara's ass, I can't stand him. Has a podcast.
Oh, don't want to live there.
Yeah.
Has a podcast called, oh, get ready. It's really, really Getty Done.
Oh, God. Oh, yes.
And he says that.
Oh, God.
He said that, in fact, Walters brought up the thorny subject in the first place. And he says, quote, you should know that this didn't happen without Barbara digging into it. Barbara exposed all this. Barbara made this happen. Typical. She didn't do anything. Right. She shut him down.
Wow.
And he says, oh, well, you have to watch the whole interview to see. Well, I went. I looked at that full interview. I could not find that full interview. It is not on. It was only the clip. It was only pulled out. So I don't need to watch the whole interview to see her look at him crazily and then quickly change the subject. So he said that she just wants him to understand the depth of what he's saying. And that's why she questioned him. B.S. I can't stand her.
That's
I thought she was off for good. You know, I really did.
I did too. I know.
But you know,
I
can't believe she's alive.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, what do you mean? And I've forgotten about the interview.
So pissed, Barbara. I just have to. While I'm here, I have to give you your own award, the Barbara Walters Award. I'm giving it to you right now.
Announcing the recipient for the Barbara Walters Award for not knowing when to hang it up.
She doesn't. She never will know when to hang it up. Even not even giving the interview. Years later, and she's still in my face.
She's still around, yeah.
Still, I can't
stand it. It's been years that Grant has been had a thing with Barbara.
It's a serious feud. Yeah. I don't know if she knows it, but I know it.
Oh, she knows.
I'm watching. Anyway, all right, I can't go on. I'm a celebrity, what are you not thankful for, Scott?
Well, there's so many, you know, and again, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier with the sexual harassment thing, and it's like the Brett Ratners of the world and all the other kind of... Kevin Spacey, I think, like the way he handled all that was just terrible. When that came back, you know, with the Anthony Rapp stuff, and it was just, you know, his quote, and then basically coming out, I think was the worst way of doing it because it brought back the worst possible stereotypes to the surface, and it sort of brushed it off. I thought it was just horrendously handled, and I think hopefully his publicist that ever said that is fired. Because that's not how you handle something like that. It was just really, really, really poorly handled. Ugh,
not thankful for Kevin Spacey.
No, not. It's a shame, you know, that you know, the worst kind of base stereotypes are brought out with that too.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Tambor is so disappointing that he's part of this scandal.
I know. It makes me so sad.
I love him. I love what the show has done, and it's just really upsetting.
That was definitely there too. I was really sad because I was just listening to that in the car ride over here and just thinking, like, it's just so sad. Because of somebody that I just felt like was above that.
Yeah.
And was such a good actor and was bringing such an important part of society to light in a way that it's very crushing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, what about television shows? Not thankful for in TV.
Anything on CW, not just anything.
I was not thankful for OC Housewives. I love the show, but just not the season.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like I'm almost like, has the show run its course now? Is it just like, do you just have to either start over? I don't know. I just feel like it's tired. So I was definitely not thankful for the season either, but I'm almost to the point where I'm not so much thankful for the show. It had a good start. It was the first one back in 2006. You know, so it really had the beginnings of what became this franchise and really pretty much brought Andy Cohen, his current, you know, fame. So, you know, did a lot, but it kind of feels tired now in general.
Yeah.
Well, I was, if anybody watched Kathy Griffin's tell-all about Andy Cohen, that was disappointing to hear.
What did she say?
in her, did you, her
yeah. Oh, yeah, we talked girl. About it on this show. Yeah, yeah. She alluded to him like drug use and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Offering her coke and kind of pressuring her, mm-hmm. making her feel uncomfortable.
Wow.
Also just being a terrible producer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it was disappointing.
Fox News, just like bad television.
The whole thing, yeah. Just not thankful get rid for the of network.
Yeah. Oh God, I wish I was. You know, they were talking about having a sale with, Fox. Comcast was even in a couple other places. I was like, please, somebody buy Fox News and like get rid of it.
It's just
propaganda. It's state propaganda. Yes. It's lies. Horrible. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible, and it has affected an entire generation of people now.
Yeah,
it has, and it legitimizes people that should not be legitimized under any circumstance. I'm so against it.
No, it's. I agree. I wish that would just go away.
Yeah,
that's horrible TV.
Yeah. For music artists, I'm sticking with the same things. I'm not thankful for Nicki Minaj this year. I'm not.
I've never been thankful for her, but she's always in whatever feud she's going to be in, and sometimes it's comical in a sense, but, you know.
I'm just tired of her, like, there's certain songs I really like, and then she jumps on them, and it's just really obnoxious, and it's just not, it ruins the song for me. Like, there's a great Fergie song that I like that she's on, and then others, and what is she in? She's in a song with Britney, Till the World Ends, and the remix, and I just can't with her.
Oh, no, she couldn't have done that. That's wrong.
So I'm just, with her, I'm just really tired of the whole thing with her. So I'm not thankful for her because she's too overexposed. I can't stand overexposed people with big egos.
Yeah. That don't really have legitimate, like, talent.
Yeah. And an honorable mention, I'm really not thankful for NeNe Leakes either, but... Yeah. Especially after those comments about telling someone to go get raped. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Idiot.
All I have to say is I'm not, and this is a flip, but I'm not thankful that Tom Petty died because I was going to go to the Hollywood Bowl the week before he passed away. And then you were like, I'll go see it next time kind of thing because the ticket prices were expensive. And now I'm just so bummed because he's from Florida, from the town that I went to college, and I kept thinking like, oh, that'll be a fun one to go, and then he passes away the next week, and I'm like, oh,
wow.
So I'm not thankful because it was too soon. He was pretty young and incredible talent, and so that's a bummer.
What about you, Seven? Music, thankful? I mean, not thankful.
I'm not thankful for Taylor Swift. I don't get it. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I just can't get behind it.
I agree with that.
I can cherry pick songs, but that's about it.
I was listening to one of her songs on the ride down here too, and I was like, it's okay. But
you had a really long ride down here.
I do. Like I come from the. I did. I come from the valley, and it takes like an hour, so I had plenty of time.
You're caught up on all the latest news. All right. Well, what about films? For me, this was very easy. I'm not thankful, and I didn't see it. I don't have to. Daddy's Home 2 with Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Who the hell greenlit this show? I mean it. He's sitting there in front of the front row in the Oscars, and now all of a sudden all is forgiven in this year of truth.
Yep, you're so right.
And now we have to go. Not only is he in a film, we have to laugh it up with Mel Gibson. Yep. It's a joke now.
Absolutely.
Yep, won't be spending my money on that one.
I hope that movie does poorly, but it's already been out, but... No, I actually had to look it up too because I was like, "Who produces is Paramount?"
There's too many. Oh God, I have to.
Daddy's Home too. The whole concept is stupid. Never mind adding in Mel Gibson. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, no, terrible. I won't be able to see it. I mean, there's so many movies I have to go look up now to be like all the ones I wouldn't see because they're so terrible.
Are we all not thankful for the same movie?
Well, it's definitely on my list for sure.
One movie that I saw and I had to leave because I was like, this is somebody masturbating while they're directing this film. It was about like a deaf guy and a deaf girl, and it was basically a silent film. And I was like, come on, it's 2017. I can't remember what it was called, which is not helpful.
Well, if you walked out,
walked out.
You definitely weren't thankful for that film.
I couldn't do anymore.
Wow, that had to be really bad.
The 30 minutes I was there, I'll never get back.
It takes a lot for me to walk out because then you keep thinking like, okay, I put the time in this already, and then if it's terrible, I can walk. So that's
like $14
really
to see a movie.
Bad. That's what I'm saying. It had to be really, really bad to walk out.
It was a screening. That's why I felt more.
Okay. Yeah.
Ugh, not thankful for that. Though.
Still had to drive there.
So you're still inconvenienced.
Yeah, still inconvenienced.
Yeah, still ruined your schedule.
Sam, what are you not thankful for in film?
Well, I saw Dunkirk, and on the one hand, I thought it was well done, but it didn't... I'm not thankful for it because it didn't add anything to my life. Like
it's not appealing to me at all.
It's not appealing. It's just dark and ugly.
That's that film.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't need any more anxiety in my life, especially with paying for it. No.
Exactly. I think I'm just not thankful for all the sequels that have come out. I think that was part of the reason why the box office, like we're talking about with TV, you know, why the box office didn't do as well this year is that, you know, people will go see movies if they're good. You know, you keep hearing about, oh, the movie industry, it's dying. People aren't going to go out and see stuff. If they're good movies, people will go out. And the thing is, putting out tired sequels and trying to depend on those in the summer is lazy. And
it is.
There are so many great creative people out here. And the thing is that, you know, these studios are too conservative and don't want to take any risks. So they go with the same tired old stuff. But that's the problem is they're tired. They're old. People are tired of seeing those same sequels. And they want something new and fresh. And that's why you saw the box office drop a lot. So I'm not thankful for the sequels. Want some new creativity. Thankful for all the great indie movies that are coming out and that it's kind of getting close to the Oscar time now. So really good, solid movies are coming out. So on the flip side, I'm thankful for that. But not thankful for lazy studios that don't want to take risks. Give us more of the same.
Amen.
Well, that'll bring us full circle here on the podcast on what we are not thankful for. Thankful for the fall TV shows that none of us care about. and Oprah's favorite things. I don't. Would any of you purchase anything on that list just to bring it full circle?
Maybe the sorbet maker. I might actually. Yes, because it was $50. I'm like, okay, I could make something, you know, make some healthy desserts.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I can't think of anyone that would want anything.
That's a maybe, though.
Yeah.
There's a monochrome bike. I just learned how to ride a bike.
But it was like $1,200, though.
Yeah, that's the kind of lifestyle that I'm trying to
have. Those are those bikes that are supposed to be very light. Like, those are cool. So.
Yeah, I have those. Somebody had taken a picture of there lifting it up on my Instagram. I'm like, okay.
Well, thank you for ranting with me, all of you guys, today. And really quickly, what do you want to promote, and where can we find you guys? Starting with you, Scott.
You can find me on Twitter at SMAN80. That's SMAN80. And you can always watch me troll Donald Trump and Kellyanne Conway and all the crazy Republican politicians. And I'd also just promote the three travel shows that they're fun and anyone can watch at any time. Saturday morning on NBC is The Voyager, and ABC Ocean Treks and Vacation Creation.
And you did an interview for Access Hollywood. Did you want to talk about that?
Oh yes, the Access Hollywood interview came out really well, and I think it was very important. We didn't even get to talk about that with TV. Just talking about, you know, how lifestyles can be a little bit different, and being gay is something I wanted to hopefully bring out to the forefront. If, you know, it wasn't scandalous, and talked about my mom, you know, being with a woman. And I think the interview came out very well, and what I wanted it to be. And that is to be like, it's not sensational. People have different families and different types and different backgrounds, but we're all.
It came across that way.
Love
is
love. And so I think that was very successful. So I'm happy that Access Hollywood did do that in the way that it needed to happen, instead of trying to make it over the top. Crazy.
I'll link that interview to the information surrounding this episode.
Yes, it aired on November 1st. So hopefully, people can still find that too.
Yeah.
That'd be great to link that.
Great. All right, Sam, what about you?
You can find me on Instagram, Samuel Cart, Cart with a K. I have up to 300-400 followers now. Please be another. And that's really it. I don't do other social media. So.
Well, maybe I can get you to do a full show here, because I'd like to have everyone to do like their own individual. Sure. So, you know, the new year, you know, God willing, let's do it. So. Marissa.
Follow Double G Films on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. That's my production company. And there's going to be a lot of stuff coming up about our film, Lost and Found in Cleveland. And there's an article that it's an interview on the film. So that's on the website.
Great.
We're done. Please leave. I'm asking you to leave.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for the good show. I appreciate it. And enjoy your Thanksgiving. I hope this made someone's commute a little bit easier listening to the show. We've got a great show coming up next. And then we've got the end of the year Christmas spectacular episode of Grant's Rants, which is in full effect and being planned. So get ready. All that and more on Grant's Rants. I love you for listening. There are more rants to come.
This has been Grant's Rants. Support the Rants on Patreon. Follow us on Twitter at It's Grant's Rants. Cover art created by Howie Roney. Voiceover by Aw Yeah. Original theme music composed by Alexander Arntzen. The Grant Michael Collection.